Welcome back. This is the week you missed. How you doing? Another crazy week. I think of all the weeks so far of 2023, there's been like one where it's like, oh, it didn't feel too crazy this week. But this one definitely been a little bit wild. I think also just to mention, this might be the last one we do for a little bit. Like summer for me has just gone so fast and been all over the place. It's been a little hard for me to keep up. So gonna take some time to do summer and then we will be back. But let's get right into it. I want to talk about what happened last night. I think it was pretty interesting. What am I talking about? Ron DeSantis, or I like to say Eron. Eron, I had a better name for it, Eron something. But first off, I think it was a genius idea to do on a few levels. I can't help but think that these are Elon's ideas or Elon's team that are pushing this forward with asking Tucker to have a show on Twitter, with asking Don Lemon to have a show on Twitter, with getting Ron DeSantis to announce this on Twitter. It's making buzz around Twitter. And like I've thought Twitter is the place to kind of get a lot of news and firsthand accounts of stuff this whole time. But this is just proving even more that no, Twitter is relevant and it's the place to be. It's a great way to stream things. It seems like a good platform. And then something like, I don't know, I thought was pretty cool about being able to do it this way is seeing Ron DeSantis. Well, it didn't go well. We'll talk about that in a second. But seeing how many viewers in real time are watching this, and then also being able to see who actually is watching. You could see, like, I think one of the top names I saw was Tommy Lahren or whatever. But you could see, like, famous people who are tuned in to watching this. When you see something on TV, you have no idea how many people are watching. You don't know who. I thought that was a really cool aspect of it. And there's other features as well that Twitter can have that you don't seem to have other places. So to begin, I just think the idea was genius. I think it was also a really smart idea to accept it by Ron because one, it seemed like there's a lot of buzz. Today, all the news is talking about this Twitter announcement where if he just said an announcement on Facebook or on TV, I don't know if there'd be that as much news about it. But then also, I think it was double smart. It was a little jab, it seemed, at Trump. Being like, hey, I'm using this platform that's relevant. You're on Truth Social. No one ever talks about Truth Social. So I feel like it was a little double jab there. But then why is it news? Is it didn't go well. There's technical difficulties. Here's my thing though. I don't think the technical, and I could be wrong, I don't think the technical difficulties are that big a deal. I feel like the mainstream media is trying to make it look bad so they can say, hey, look how bad Elon is. Look how bad Ron is because the mainstream media doesn't like both of them and they're trying to make it seem worse. And here's my, I guess, like third thought is I feel like it's backfiring because all of the news today is just talking about Ron DeSantis running. And it's like they say it, they've said it forever, is any publicity is good publicity. Right now, he's getting millions of dollars of publicity. They might think it's bad, but for his base, it's not.
No, I think the everyone, because I didn't what did you actually watch any of the announcement, or did you like were you in the Twitter space at all?
No, I saw just like different like scenes or whatever.
But like, I think you're absolutely right. This idea of that people being like, oh, it's humiliating. Oh my God, it's such a bad idea. It's like, you guys don't get how this works. And like, and the thing is, I think they do understand the way it works. I just think they don't like Ron DeSantis. So they're just trying to make this be like, oh, look at this fool. Like, how could this is, it's such a 2023 moment, especially with everything going on with Elon and with Twitter and with what he's trying to do with it. It's like, to me, it just like you said, it's no press is bad press, you know? So it's like this got people talking in a way that definitely would not have been the case if he just did like, you know, a press conference and announced it, or did some sort of like more traditional announcement. But I think it's gonna be, I think it'll be, and I think to sort of go back to what you're talking about in terms of the platform, I do think Elon is it really looks like he's starting to toy around with this idea of Twitter not just being a place for conversation, but a place for content. And I think that to your point exactly, like if he, and it really does look like he's trying to take it into sort of being a video streaming platform to some degree. And right. I think that the idea of being able to have like YouTube type content or live content, but then have the ability to have the conversations that Twitter allows while it's either being live broadcast or while, you know, just after a video is posted, I think is really, really interesting. Because
and being
I think,
able to monetize it.
Yeah. And you I know? Think that, so I don't know, I think the, it's always just funny because it's like, the one thing I feel like is the most certain, it's any time nowadays when everyone comes together and it's like, well, obviously this is a stupid move or obviously this was terrible. My first instinct is like, well, it probably wasn't. Mm-hmm. Because it's like no one knows yet about this. And I think it is interesting because like for the past like month, people have been trying to write off Ron DeSantis and saying like, you know, his candidacy has failed and it's going to be Trump and da 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 da. And it's like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are Republicans that don't want to go with Trump again. Because something interesting I actually saw that if you think about it, if Trump gets reelected from basically day one of his presidency, he's already a lame duck. Because even if he did win the presidency, God forbid, Jesus Christ, but he would not be able to have a second term because this would be a second term. So like from the moment he's sworn in, it's like, you're a lame duck. You're going to be gone in 4 years.
Yeah,
so like, well, and also it's like this idea that Trump would be able to be an effective leader given everything that has happened is insane. Like,
well, obviously, I'm pretty sure he'd become like a dictator if he got in.
You know, and I sometimes think that talk like that is a little bit overblown, but I think given everything, it wouldn't shock me if Trump legit tried to like do something. Crazy.
It makes a lot of sense if he's gonna say like it's dangerous to let the Democrats do XYZ. We need to like hold more power. And then he'll say like, I need 4 more years. I'm gonna change this rule. I'm gonna do this. And all of a sudden it's like there's legal ways to kind of probably make it just more dictatorial. Maybe it's not dictatorship, but a lot more aspects of it.
I think there's too much
I think that can happen though to say who's gonna win that
I think Trump's probably gonna get indicted in Georgia for his blatant election interference in this, you know, go find me 13,000 votes. Like I think like, and again, like with what happened with the recent case in New York State, you know, obviously that's terrible and he's a monster, but like something criminal charges related, or like actual criminal charges, not just a civil case, but actual criminal charges related around something having to do with the 2020 election, I think will be the thing that makes people just be like, look, it's not going to be him. It can't be him. It absolutely cannot be. And, you know, I don't know what this campaign's going to look like. I don't know if Joe Biden's going to try a similar strategy to his 2020 campaign, which is minimum exposure, minimum campaign events. I think, frankly, if Trump is the nominee, he could get away with it, and I think he'd win. I think with Ron DeSantis as the nominee, it will be harder for him to do this campaign where he never engages with the opponent or doesn't really get out and see people more. I don't know. I just think it's, you know, I think things have been going actually pretty decent under Joe Biden. I don't obviously agree with many of his decisions, but like things haven't exploded. The economy seems to be doing fine. Like we've been hearing about all this talk of recession, but it's like, it hasn't happened. Like, I don't know. Like it's, you know, our economic numbers are still strong and it's like, I don't know. It's a really weird time because this is one of those times where I feel like almost everyone for the past like year has been talking about like, there's a recession or we're already in a recession or things are going crazy, but it's like, but I guess we're not. Unemployment's at all time lows. Like, yeah, interest rates are crazy. And the housing market in particular is really, really, you know, like kind of crazy right now, but
yeah,
I don't know. Like it's,
as a person, I don't like to compare, but like for a country, you got to compare to everywhere else too. So it's like, even if we're in a recession or things are bad right now, they're definitely worse in just about everywhere in the world. Yeah. Like China is not doing so well. They're definitely messing us up on some things, but they're not doing so hot themselves in their country. Russia's not doing so hot in their country. Most European countries are not doing so hot. And then the rest of the world is definitely not doing so hot.
Yeah.
So it's like comparative. If the US is still doing a little bit better than everywhere else, yeah, you're right. It's it it we're not doing too horribly right now. But what do you have for us this week?
Oh man, I don't know. I was really just gonna talk about the DeSantis thing, but I guess the other thing, have you seen this this like TikTok kid in the UK who's been doing all this wild stuff?
No.
So he had he's a young teenager. He's black, which he has been bringing into this in terms of like why people are criticizing him. His name is Mizzy, M-I-Z-Z-Y. And he did pranks where it's like, this is the prank of walking into strangers' houses and like literally just like opens the door to someone's house and like walks in and the person's in the house is like, who are you? And what are you doing? And like,
in the US, you get killed over that.
That's what many people have said. And
yeah.
He stole a woman's dog from her and then like eventually like gave it back to her. He harassed like some Orthodox Jewish people in the streets. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, it just makes me think about social media and like how poisonous it is. And like, this, like, look, if you want to do like a TikTok dance or whatever, like, I might think you look like a fool, but you're not really harming anyone. But like, if you start literally like breaking and entering into people's homes or like, let's go harass this Jewish person or harass this woman because it's haha, it's a prank. It's like, no, that's not appropriate. Like, he was walking up to people at night and just walking up to strangers and saying, like, do you want to die? Like, that's not a prank. That's a threat.
And I wish, I maybe I'll try and like come up with a or find some examples, because I completely agree with you. I see these types of pranks all the time on TikTok. I haven't seen this kid actually, but I see him all the time. And the thing is, one thing I want to say is there are some people who do similar pranks, but and that's what I kind of want to find an example of to send you and see what you think. But I feel like they don't cross the line. Like, they kind of do something to a stranger, but it's in like a cute way. And it's not scaring the person or making them feel like like they're going to get attacked, this, that. And it's like, and the person who gets the prank done to them most of the time seems like they're okay with it. They're like, oh, ha, ha. And then there's a line, though, that a lot of these, I feel like they're mostly little kids, cross of like just completely disrupting the public, scaring people, making people like uncomfortable, doing inappropriate things with little kids around, like nudity, just nasty stuff, this and that. And it's, I guess, to me, what like is so disheartening is how many views and how many likes that they get. And you're like, why do so many people enjoy this? That is like the worst part, because the more people enjoy it and like it, it's going to just keep on happening. It's not going to stop.
Yeah. Well, it's just like this like narcissistic desire to be viewed or be looked at in just for any reason at all. Also mixed with like this nihilistic attitude of like, oh, nothing really matters, or like, this is just for the gram, or this is just for the TikTok or whatever. Like, it's not even serious. And like, the thing is, I'm pretty sure there have been like YouTube pranksters and stuff that have done stuff that have gotten like beaten up pretty badly. And I think in a couple cases shot like for doing stuff. And it's like I saw there was a prank, someone in America did this. It was a young guy, probably a teenager, maybe, you know, late, early 20s, late teens, whatever. He was going into people's cars with a gas can full of water, dumping it on people's cars while they're like in the car and being like, I'm going to light your car on fire. And he did this to this one guy. I think he was in Texas, and the guy gets out of his truck and has a gun in his hand and is like, if you light my truck on fire, that'll be the last thing you ever do. And the guy's like,
some people will see.
Why are you freaking out? What are you doing? It's just a prank. It's just water. And it's just like, dude, you're going around threatening to light people on fire, essentially. Some people aren't going to take kindly to that.
Yeah, like, some people are going to shoot first and not say anything.
Yes. I mean, look, you could, if in a court of law, if you're like if he saw someone, if he was dumping it on someone else's car and there was like a mom and her kids in the back seat and the mom was freaking out and some guy with a gun saw that and shot the person, I think he would get off in court. Like, if it went to trial, certainly depending on the state, Because it's like, yeah, I thought this guy was about to light a car with three people on fire in it. Of course I shot him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to kill three people. Like, yeah. So it's, I don't know, man. It's just, and it just really just makes me think, because, gosh, there was some state, I think it was either like Utah or Missouri or somewhere, has tried to like ban social media for kids. And like, while I don't like government overreach, I don't necessarily have a problem with the idea that you have to be like 15 or 16 before you can have a TikTok account or before you can have Facebook or Instagram or something.
Yeah, and definitely.
Like, you know, I don't have kids yet, but I got a niece and a nephew who are, I think, like 4 and 6 or 5 and 7. I forget exactly. And I'm probably going to have kids at some point. And like, I do think you're going to see a trend in parents where they almost voluntarily get together with like their little group and are like, we're going to all agree that our kids don't get social media. Yeah. Like, don't get smartphones. We're going to give them a flip phone, or we're going to give them some sort of phone that is like, you know, heavily restricted in terms of the apps that can be used. Cause like, I get it. If you're just in a school and everyone starts having social media, like, you're going to be the odd kid out if you don't, or that could be, you know, you could get ostracized for that or whatever. But I do think you're going to start seeing these like pods or groups created that are basically saying like, we're going to keep our kids away from this, because like, I don't really see the benefit of social media to kids. I just don't. I don't see the benefit of social media to basically anyone. I think it's a time suck. It's a way to just waste time. And sure, you see funny stuff. It lets you, you know, you and your friends have something to talk about or whatever, but it's like, I don't know. It seems like it's very
If it's limited and used intentionally, and if there's a lot more, like for kids, I think there should be just a lot more filters and stuff too. Yeah. But like, if I go on for 30 minutes a day to TikTok and just watch like videos about do-it-yourself projects and growing microgreens, mushrooms, it's great. But it's all the other toxic content that's thrown in at you that makes it like not good. And all that stuff is addictive, and it's really hard to not watch that when you even if you don't want to. But for kids, I feel like if it was limited to a certain content, it'd be fine or way better. But they're getting exposed to insanity, and it's not good.
Well, like, you know, on Instagram, I've got a group chat with a bunch of people that does like DIY projects and does real estate investment stuff. And it's cool. Like, we ask each other, like, what do you think of this appliance? Or like, what do you think of this? Or like, check out what this guy did on this post. Like, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? Like, you know, like, I see the benefit of social media because I do benefit from it. But at the same time, like, you know, you've got, you know, kids getting hundreds of thousands of views, pulling pranks that are dangerous and putting their life at risk. And it's like, and kids are like, cool. I mean, look, there's some kid who just died recently. I think it's called like the Benadryl challenge. It was basically like, see how many pills of Benadryl you can eat. Like, what the hell is that? Is that a challenge? It's just stupid.
I think too, what would be nice, this would be like kind of my closing thought on it, but this kid, Mizzy, seems like he got arrested and is in court over some stuff. Yeah. I feel like at the very least, the penalties for these potential things should be higher. And it's like, hey, if you start a viral video of a Benadryl prank and someone dies, you're accountable. Like, there should be some accountability. It shouldn't just be like, no, this kid's an idiot for watching the video and actually trying that. It's like, no, there needs to be accountability, like, somewhere.
The thing I don't get, and I think in Philly I saw this a lot, but it's like, you've got all these, you know, you've got the people that are ripping up and down the streets in dirt bikes and ATVs and all this, and like,
yeah,
I don't understand, like, this kid, the most embarrassing thing for this kid would be like, you're going to put on a bright orange high-vis vest and you're going to walk around London for 200 hours over 6 months picking up garbage, or like, just, you know, and if there is a single video you post of yourself on TikTok or any social media, your sentence is doubled. Like, I don't understand why with these low level offenders and these kids, like, why aren't we making them do some sort of community service that actually improves the cities that they're in, that they live in? Like, it also puts them on blast and makes them feel a little bit of shame that, like, you know, people are looking at you and your friends are laughing at you because you're wearing the, you know, the bright orange vest, walking around with a garbage picker, you know, picking up trash on Saturday instead of doing all the stuff you used to do. But it's, yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm like an old man, like, just yelling at a cloud at this point. Like, it's like, old man Todd. Like, but it's like,
it's ridiculous.
It's getting kind of crazy. And like, and the thing is, like, you know, to your point and what we've talked about, it's like, the thing that makes me nervous is like, people are going to get hurt from this stuff. People already have been getting hurt from this stuff. Like, it's not good. Like, you know, it's not like the ice bucket challenge, which was raising, you know, awareness for MS or raising money or whatever. Like, that's great. That's fine. Like, but it's, you know, this idea of like, my prank is I'm going to go steal someone's piece of luggage from a baggage claim and pretend it's mine. And then video on, like, oh, what a funny prank. What a ha-ha. Like, on.
I think the funniest one I've seen recently that I think is like positive and good natured is this guy leaves like different places. Like the last one I saw was a pizza place. One time I was like a Walmart, and he leaves with like a shitload of stuff. It was like 30 pizzas. It was like a 74-inch like TV, and then he straps it to like a bike and takes it home. Like he doesn't have a car, so all these people are looking like. Yeah. How is this guy about to bike with 30 pizzas home? And like to me, that's funny.
And it's harmless.
You're not bothering anyone, and it's just like hilarious to see. Yeah.
That's easy. That's like everyone being like, what the hell is this guy doing? But it's like harming no one, you know, no big deal. But yeah, no, I think it's I don't know. I think I really feel like we are sort of maybe hopefully peaking on social media, and people are starting to understand. Because like the other thing that's interesting is like, I wonder if, because you know, everything sort of ebbs and flows in terms of what's popular. So I don't know if like 8 and 9 year olds now, if they like start looking at like 16 year olds and being like, what are these idiots doing on TikTok? Like, why would they do that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's nothing that is cool to like the older generation is held on to by the younger ones. So it's almost going to be like interesting if you almost see this backlash of kids being like, no, I just want to go like ride my bike and like run around in the woods. Like, that's kind of cool, right? Like,
a lot of little kids don't drink as much.
Like,
that hasn't gotten as popular. So hopefully this is a similar trend. But I don't know, pretty funny. I don't know. I don't feel too optimistic.
Watch some clips. The kid was getting interviewed by Piers Morgan, and it is hilarious because they're both just like yelling at each other, and they're both obnoxious. And but I don't know. I wish the best for the kid, because honestly, like when I see the way that the kid is acting and how these kids act, it's just like, what is going on with your life that like this is what you're doing? Like, it makes me sad to some degree, because it's like you could probably be doing actual things that are actually helpful or that are like are actually good for you, but you're doing this nonsense. But
like they're kind of personable, or they at least have like some
they're outgoing, they are able to like do things in public, like go be an actor, go do sketch comedy, go do, you know, do something. I don't know, it's just, again, I feel like, you know, an old man just screaming at the sky at this point. But kids
I'm listening, but pretty funny. I don't know, not too bad a week that was. No. Let's hope things keep on improving with the weather and all that.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good one, Todd. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace.
Later.